in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through, legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says, it's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Let's see who we got today or what we doing today or whatever it is, it's gonna be good. Woo!
Hey everybody, this is Kenny Bobian, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese.
Hi, this is Robin S., and you're listening to Javon and Therese in the Basement. Show them it up!
I can't deal with y'all. Hey, this is Avery Sunshine, and I am in the basement with Javon and Therese. Shine!
What's up, it's your girl Monifa, and you're tuned in to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese.
Hey, it's your girl Allison Williams, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Hey, this is Lenny Williams, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese playing My Kind of Music.
Basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through, legendary artist or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says, it's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway, but she did mention none other than Shaka Khan as one of her.
Why you gotta say, wait a minute. Why you gotta say Shaka? She did mention
no other than Shaka Khan.
Like, where does your voice go? What happened? What's happening? Even the mere mention of her name. Silence. Oh, gosh.
Would you believe I'm blushing?
Speechless blushing. That's the thing. Speechless blushing.
Rezzy, I can't help it.
There's a shocker rehab, you know.
If there's a cure for this, I don't want it. I don't want it.
Senses, though, Jay.
I'm gonna send y'all some perfume. I'll definitely get an address. I'll send y'all tomorrow.
You can send me some cologne,
cause I mean,
cologne,
you know.
Yeah.
Just in case I should meet Shaka Khan, I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh God.
Okie dokie, babe. Whatever you say.
Just wanted to wish everybody a happy Shaka Khanaka.
Happy Shaka Khanaka.
All right, thank you. Let's carry on. I'm sorry.
Javon, yeah, there's a pill you're going to be able to take.
I promise I'll tell them where you went. But they're coming for you.
With time, so
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, just teasing.
Thank you.
And I think it's time, Therese, to do a little rapid fire with Mr. Richard.
I think so. So,
yeah.
Don't worry, we won't hurt you.
So what's up, what's up, what's good, how is everyone doing tonight? If you hear me, holla. I hope everybody is doing well. I am feeling kind of rushed because I just slid in, y'all would not believe the drama, but I'm here, and so is the co-hostess with the mostest, Therese. What's happening, baby? What is popping?
Oh, you. I just heard you slid in. And what's going on?
Like right under the radar. Let me just tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for favor.
Amen.
This morning, I tried to, you know, prepare for this show because for whatever reason, I didn't have an opportunity to do it yesterday. So, you know, I normally would send you the link. At least the night before, you know, I try to at least do it the night before or that morning, right? The latest.
That actually works for me too, because I'm getting a ton of email.
Yeah,
and I
think that's probably what happens when you. I didn't get it, Jay. It's there. It's in there, like Prego. It's just.
I know.
You know, you got a lot. You know, you're important people. So important people get a lot of important messages and shit. So, but this morning. I'm so old, right? As I was trying to set up everything, it just was not cooperating. And to be honest, I didn't know whether or not we were going to be able to have a show. I was in the chat with the support people that mm-hmm. I pay for, you know, hello, support people. Your support
Come
was
on,
not
somebody.
All that supportive because, hello.
Come on, somebody.
You know what I'm saying? She was like, well, can you try this? Can you try that? I was like, I tried this and I'm trying that. And that shit, look, chick, I got to go to work. Fix it. Hey. So anyway, long story short, when I came home tonight, I shut everything down, rebooted. And hence we are here.
Good old reboot.
Good old reboot. Just keep it simple. But you know what? I was afraid this morning to do it because sometimes when you reboot and it buffers and it does this and it does that, I get caught in the I can't move until it fixes itself. And I had a meeting scheduled in Staten Island for like 10 o'clock and I starting to run, you know, close to time. And you never know what traffic is going to be like. So, you know, it was important that I got there to find out that the meeting was not going to take place.
Whoa.
Yeah. But anywho, you know, we make it do what it do. And you know, I was concerned. And then when I turned on the DJ system, you know, all the music and the paraphernalias and shit, I got this message, this error message that that my files were corrupt. I was like, why y'all be playing with a sister? But it's not though. It ain't corrupt.
You know, speaking of errors, and I'm glad you brought that up. Just a shout out to all the people out there, because please pay attention. 'Tis the season for a lot of fishing.
Yes.
And fishing with the phishing.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because it's at an all-time high. Actually, it's been at an all-time high since the COVID situation started being on deck, because when people started shifting over to doing things online, there's a lot of online activity, you know, and there are a lot of hackers because, you know, understand that hackers are people. This is their job, okay? So, and a lot of them are very good at their job. And, you know, just use that extra precaution. What I'm seeing is, and I've seen this personally and I've been told to,
There are a lot of companies that, you know, there are a lot of hackers, rather, that use company, authentic company names like Amazon and wherever else, you know, and they'll say things about, you know, some kind of purchasing you may have done. Do not click on those things. If you know that you have not done anything, always verify it with the source itself, meaning don't click that email. Go to Amazon, your own Amazon account, call them, do what you got to do. This goes for your banking stuff. This goes for a lot of things because there are a lot of hackers out there that will corrupt your systems and will also, you know, steal your stuff out your computer. And you don't want anybody mirroring or doing anything or being any inside your hard drives or any of that stuff. So
exactly.
Just be careful.
I read something where people are using some kind of phishing mechanism to go inside your phone and use your camera to get a facial image of you to like and see where you are and get like, am I really that fucking important? What the fuck am I?
Well,
you ain't gonna get shit. Ain't shit to get. Get off. Get over it.
Well, it's like I say when people leave things in cars overnight, meaning. Oh, that ain't meaning, you know, oh, that you want to take that bag out the trunk because you know you can see it in your hatchback or whatever you got going on. Oh, ain't nothing in there. Nobody knows nothing is in it until they break your window to get, and then they go, oh, this ain't nothing.
That's
but
right.
Just the idea that something's there, you know, people go and, you know, they do, 'tis the season, you know, and unfortunately we have a lot of people that are out and are still, you know, suffering and, you know, this becomes the holiday cheer. And if you don't want to find yourself a victim, just take that extra step. Let me remove my bags, jackets, things that I have in my car that even though they may not be of value to me, do not mean that, you know, they cannot look like a lure or value to someone else trying to get up in your business. And that's a weird violation. You know what I mean? To have someone to come outside and have someone that's pilfered through your car, you know, do things like lock down your credit reports, you know, and that's nothing. It's all free to do, you know, just go on and just when you're not using, you know, you're not out there shopping and stuff, just put a lock on your credit report. Just put a lock on it. You can do it for all three bureaus. And that way no one is out there doing it because they can't get access to verify your identity. So just take those extra steps. You know, and to be a little safer. And you can do those, all three of those from your phone as well. You know, download the apps, switch them on when you want to do something, switch them off when you know it's, you know, you're just not out there shopping for things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, and I mean like credit stuff. Like you can go shopping, of course, but if you're not out there doing big ticket purchases, lock down them credit reports because it's crazy. Shout out to Sabrina Scarborough.
How you doing, beautiful?
That she is, inside and out. So, yeah, you know, just want to get all that stuff together. Just lock it down. That way you know you're safe and, you know, nobody's walking around saying, hi, I'm Sabrina Scarborough.
Exactly right. So, Sabrina, let me ask you a question. This is... I'm only asking because I love you, right? Why are you on Facebook and not in the YouTube channel?
WJBR Internet Radio.
Hey, Misty J, happy hump day to you, darling.
Happy hump day hump. Do the hump day hump. Yes, Sabrina, slide on over to YouTube.
That's right. We see you. We
punch
see
in
you.
WJBR Internet Radio
let me watch
us from there. We just had this conversation. Saps. Thank you.
That's right. We're going to wait right here just like this. You get back. That's what's up. Yes. Everybody, if you are watching on Facebook, please move to WJBR Internet Radio. And watch us. Yes, watch us on YouTube because of a couple of things, but more importantly, your listening and watching experience will be much better. I want to say that as well for the people listening on the podcast. If you are listening to us and you're not driving and you want to see what we look like, or you just want to join in on the conversation, which I'm glad I even mentioned that, which reminds me to pull up where I can see the phone line, which is active.
Hotline.
Yeah. Oh, my God, the silver.
Calling on the hotline for your love. Shout out to the legendary Silvers.
Yeah, but you see that right there, what we just did right there? That's why you need your contemporaries. That's why you need, you know, people say, oh, I surround myself with young people younger than me, so they keep me young. No, keep your damn self young, but hang out with some people that know what you're talking about and that can go there with you, even though y'all were not there at that moment. Y'all were not there together, but you know. You know?
Yes.
You both know that. That's, you know?
Yes. That was age and maturity right there.
Ooh.
Yeah. A lot of that.
What am I looking for? Oh, see, and somebody to remind you, it ain't so bad getting older, baby. You could be
listen,
all right.
Let me tell you something. There's a certain Bordeaux that occurs when you are ripened, you know. There's just a certain situation that occurs, like when as you grow. First of all, it's a blessing to do that because not everybody makes it.
Mm-hmm.
And two, you know, to have a youthful spirit. Like, I don't want to be young. I want to be youthful spirit in my spirit.
Yeah.
You know, and active in my step. And as long as I can maintain my giggle, I'm good.
Exactly. Like my grandmother is still youthful in her spirit, you know, and she ain't hardly young, but don't tell her I said that because, you know.
Oh, my goodness. She's legendary,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Those are she's legendary. Like, she's getting ready to be 100 up in this piece. So
101.
Like,
she's already 100. She's already 100. She already done did that. And you know what's funny about that right there? My entire life growing up,
mm-hmm.
if I said, Grandma, how old are you? Nobody knew her age because it was always this big secret. Nobody could know. And you don't discuss a woman's age and don't ask her. And if you dared to find out how old she was, you do not say it out loud, which we never really knew because she wouldn't let us know. I think when she was in her 70s, 80s, we kind of figured it out because she had to get a birth certificate, and then she found out she was two years older than she thought she was, you know, midwives and all that stuff.
Right.
And but then, so I was raised and conditioned to keep her age to herself. When she turned 100, she got upset because I didn't contact the news for them to give her a shout out on the news that she turned 100. I'm like, you don't like people in that.
Listen, I think that anybody that is 100 years old needs to get a free pass through life. They need to be able to forget all those services because now you're a centennial up in this piece. You understand?
Mm.
And nothing, everything you need to do, you know, forget about AARP. It should all be free for centennials.
I agree with that 100%. There should be nothing that, I mean, I should be like, Grandma, how you doing today? Oh, I'm good. I'm getting my feet rubbed. You know, the people came by to rub my feet today. It should be like that. It should be like, what are you eating? Oh, today I felt like lobster, so they bought me all these different kinds of lobster for me to try, you know. It should be a rule. It should be a law. God dang
it. Yeah, a law. Yeah, it should be a law, considering that our most of our presidents have been seniors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it should be every restaurant you go to should be free. You know, should just be something that we do here to honor our seniors in a way. And I mean, like the centenarians, is that a word? Centenarians?
I don't know, but we're going to make it a word if it's not. We know what you mean.
If you're 100 years old, you need to be able to roll up in any place, show your identification, sit down at a table and order whatever you want because you're 100,
Period.
Go to any theater, see any play, have whatever it is that you want. You get your centennial card. You want a bigger bed? Okay, just call in. Look, I'm centennial number, blah, 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 and I want a king-size water bed. Never had one, would like to try it, please.
Right, right.
It moves too much. Could you all please come take that back and give me a firm?
Well, now they got them. You can make them firm. You can, you would think you're on a mattress with the ones that they have now.
Really?
Yeah, it's like you don't even know. Like if you want it loosey goosey, you know what I mean? You can set the different, speeds or whatever. She's gonna regret that waterbed. Well, let her try it out.
You know what I'm saying?
But those waterbeds are, because they have the ones with the pillow top.
Oh yeah.
And it's just, you wouldn't even know you're on water. You can set it to be as firm as you'd like, or as loose as you like.
Mm.
You want them firmer if you're moving around on them a lot yourself, and you want it loose if you,
if you want to flow that way.
Exactly.
Yeah. 347-996-5394 are the numbers to dial on your phone if you'd like to get in on the chat. You feel like talking tonight, Miss DJ? I know you're probably plugging away at work, but if you want to call in, we'd love to hear your voice. Miss DJ with that voice.
Sandra says she hopes you're feeling better. How are you feeling, Jay?
Better than I was. Thank you so much, Sandra. I appreciate you. I really do. I really do.
Good.
Back at it. So I'm okay. I'm good. Moving around. I'm feeling better. Not 100%. But feeling better. And it's so funny. I think it was Saturday. It must have been Saturday. On the show, people were like, "Ooh, Javon, you glowing." I was like, "That's sweat from the fever." But they told But, it's a different world, right? So since I wasn't feeling well, first thing I did was go get that COVID test. I had to be tested. You never know.
Gotta get them. And they're still running amok in schools. And, like I still think it was a bad idea to open schools where the kids go in there, because it really doesn't make much sense. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense that a country of this wealth does not have a way after a year and after over a year at this point to have their students, online. I mean, online colleges existed. Why is it that we can't get this together for the school systems? Because the reality is you send your kids to school COVID free, and there's a huge chance that they're going to have an outbreak. And when they do, you got to shut it down anyway for 14 days. And then these kids come home. Because again, these kids, you're talking about minors here. Anybody that's K through 12 is a minor.
There is a way, but there is not the will. There's a way because they did it last year.
Yeah.
And so, what the thing is that if kids are home, then parents have to be home. And although parents, there is a way that people can work from home for most jobs. The issue is that the economy.
Okay, I just got this text message.
who is it that watches the show and texts you? Whoever you are, why don't you just put your comments here? Put your comments on the chat. Stop interrupting my coworker. You hear me? My co-host.
Sitting here talking about because they want to pop junk. That's what it is because they're watching and they're texting me. Like, first of all, I am not your trained monkey. Let's go there.
Oh, tell them, Rez.
Two, in answer to your question, which I'm going to say it live anyway, so talking about the school system, I understand the reason. I'm going to give you a pass on this one based on your position at the school system. I get it, but still, you can still put on the chat,
they work for the Department of Education, and they're a little wiggy. They're wiggy at the DOE in New York. So with regard to the school system, a lot of them are equipped to do that, but the sources larger than her want it in. They want the kids in there. But the reality is, like I'm saying, I'm still not going to stop me short of my opinion. The reality is that, you know, if you're talking about controlling something and you're talking about like things like grocery stores and places you got to go where you have to show your vaccine card, well, these kids are coming home and they're not able to, they're all minors. K through 12 is minors, are minors. And they can't do things like isolate in hotel rooms. You know, they can't do that. So they're coming home to their families and exposing them to the possibility of having COVID. And then you've got a whole entire family now that's sitting there that is, you know, vulnerable at that point, all because the kid had to go to school. And it just doesn't make sense, you know. And it's not going to make sense, and you can't make it make sense for me.
Exactly.
You know, it's just ridiculous that, you know, you should be able to do online courses.
Yeah, you should be able to do most things online, but they want this economy moving again. But let me talk, you know, about the schools again. There are some children who did not do well remotely, granted. However, there are kids that don't do well in a school setting. And this is long. We knew this way before any pandemic. There were kids that had to be homeschooled, not just because their parents were in the position to have them homeschooled, but the kids have anxiety even before all of this. So imagine now.
Well, see, listen, and stop texting me. It's not going to work.
Yeah, it's not
going to
work.
Talk about it.
She's not your trained monkey, she said.
Not your trained monkey. And my last piece about it, we've had split hairs over this particular conversation about the vaccinations. And the reality is, you still can catch COVID with the vaccinations.
Yeah.
So don't tell me it's because folks don't want to have their children vaccinated. It really doesn't make much sense, quite frankly, to me, my own opinions, you know, and because if you can still catch it, you know, it's not people's job. I mean, these vaccines are supposed to keep you safe. So if they're not doing it, you know, you can't say it's because they're not being vaccinated. Because the reality is you can catch it. And as you know, there are many cases that you cannot deny. This is beyond my opinion. This is fact, allegedly, you know. And people catch COVID with the vaccine. So the kids are still going to catch it and spread it. It doesn't matter. Now, whether or not you can get sick or whatever, we also know, fact, not Therese's opinion, that people have died with the vaccine. So stop. Just stop. I'm appealing to your common sense. Stop with the, this is the reason why. No, it's not the reason why. That's the reason number 900 down the rabbit hole. That's what it is. So I still think that if you want to do better, particularly in cold and flu season, keep them germ capsules at home. You know, because you can have really, you know, I remember having kids that started the school system and how healthy they were when they at home. As soon as they go to school, they start picking up little germs. I'm at home and I'm sick and all sorts of stuff. Or I got mumps or I got measles or I got chicken pox. Same thing. I mean, come on. Come on. Same thing. Just use your common sense. And I just think that the Board of Education is failing our children in so many ways. And here's yet another reason, you know. I don't know. So maybe now, who was it, Eric Adams? Will and the chancellor can work together on a strategic plan that makes sense, you know, particularly in urban cities like New York, you know, which is where I have most of my, you know, stuff in. And, you know, just maybe they can work out something that makes sense.
Yeah. You know? And Mr. J, that broadband capacity that you're talking about is supposed to be, allegedly, a part of the infrastructure bill thing. So there's money going to get broadband in those urban and suburban and rural areas that are suffering, because, you know, small businesses in rural areas especially don't have internet. And you cannot function as a business, and it's not fair to young people. You know, when you as a young person, or even as old, it doesn't matter, but the more resources you have, the better your ability to create, to experiment, and to grow. Any growth, experiment, or learning that individuals in a society do or invent, any inventions or whatever, it only serves the entire society. Like, you know, these people, God, I don't want to go there.
You may have to.
I think I'm thinking more and more, because do you know who Matt Gaetz, whatever his name is? Do you know who he is?
Mm-mm. Not off the top of my head. Who is he?
He's a danger to our society.
Oh, that's who he is or what he is?
No, that's who he is.
Okay.
He is. I think he's in the House of Representatives.
Mm. Oh, that clown!
Yeah,
he's
a clear and present danger. They all are. And he said he exposed the game plan. And typically, when there's a new president, whatever that party is, they typically lose the House and the Senate. Unfortunately, we can't afford to let that happen. And it's because if we do, we will never get it back. We will, yeah, it will be busted. His idea, and this has been a lot of chatter, is that they want to put the former guy as the majority leader, and Benz, this current thing, there'll be no January 6th commission. Like, that would be gone, even though it's struggling now, but it's here, and they're pulling people in who are, I'm taking the fifth. Y'all can all take the fifth, but, you know, it's just going too slow for my liking, but whatever. But it would cease to exist.
It always goes slow when it's them.
Yeah. yeah.
Oh,
it everything, all of those, all the gerrymandering and all of the abortion laws and all of the voting rights and all of that stuff, just none of it. Anything that's dependent on the House of Representatives or the Senate, it's not going to happen. It's done. So, again, remember, I think I said this on the show before, and again, this is just Javon's opinion, although it's shared with a lot of people, but it's my opinion. It's not necessarily the opinion of WJBR, nor the Basement Series, nor my co-host, you know. I said so much about it just being my opinion, I forgot what my damn opinion was. What was my opinion? Fuck, I'm talking so much. I'm not quite there yet.
That's all good. That's all good.
I'm so tired. But the point of the matter is, if that orange Fruit Loop gets anywhere near anything official again, kiss it goodbye. The Klan will have their man back. Okay? Because that's who the fuck he is.
Ooh.
Period. I said
Allegedly.
Yeah, well, his father was not allegedly arrested for being a Klan member. His father was arrested for being a Klan member and raised that motherfucker to do some unsavory shit to black people.
Facts.
And documented poor people.
Facts again.
Okay. And you know what is a legendary singer who I love, I still love. And maybe it's because I've never spoken to him yet. I don't know. But once upon a time, a long time ago, I had his son on the podcast version of this show. And he was mad cool. We got along very well. He was cool. However, during the last administration, I saw his tweets. It was like, I was like, they really raised you out there away from the people, huh? You wasn't. So I hit him up and I was like, yo, you know, you do know, I think it was during the time that there was a lot of talk about the Orange Fruit Loop being called a racist. And I was like, and he was defending him. I was like, yo. Did you ever hear of the Central Park Five? He was like, well, I heard. That's not what I heard. I said, did you know that he was sued for discriminatory practices in housing? Like, you know, for not renting to black? Well, that's not what I heard. I said, well, who the fuck are you talking to and where are you hearing it? Are you reading anything? And what the fuck are you reading?
Right.
You know, like,
Central Park Five is a very sensitive subject for true New Yorkers.
You know what I'm saying?
Because that Fruit Loop, that Orange Fruit Loop,
that was crazy.
He took out a full page ad.
I remember it. Those guys, those brothers were about my age, so I was about their age. We were the same age. That could have been my brother. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And, you know, I don't care where you grow up, and your hometown is your hometown, and your people are your people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And for that to come out like that?
Mm-hmm. And he just went on, and here's the thing. Here's the thing. The thing is, too, he went out of his way to do that, because then nobody asked that man his opinion.
Exactly.
Nobody, he wasn't on no jury. He wasn't a prosecutor. He had nothing to do with the case. He just went, stark raving idiot mode to take out full page ads and be one of the loudest person, you know, of public figure at that time against these young men, and was wrong as hell, and never to date even apologized.
No, as a matter of fact, when they were exonerated, he refused to apologize.
Right. Right. And my thing is, like, what is your stake in this, sir? Because, again, you went and you spent your own money doing this stuff. Like, you are one man wrecking ball. Still is.
Exactly.
Not much change there.
And then think about the others, okay? I'm just going to say the others. So, unless they're wealthy and male, why? Why?
Yes, we are Black Anonymous. We're talking about the Exonerated Five, and we're talking about y'all's former person that sat in the White House who should have been arrested, and hopefully he still will be.
But if we do not, if those GOPers win the House and or the Senate, forget it. That's not going to happen. It's all of this is going to go away. Yeah. Because that's what they're working on. That's their goal. They don't want. They came out and they said they do not want to legislate. In other words, if they represent your state, your town, your whatever, they're not going to do anything for you. They're not working. They said they're just not there because they're what they want to do is just halt everything that the current administration is trying to do. Whether now the infrastructure bill passed, right?
Right.
None of them voted for it, right? And they are taking credit for it in their states because roads are going to be fixed and, you know, the bridges and all of that stuff. There's going to be new jobs. There's going to be this. There's going to be that. And they know what is supposed to come. And so they're taking credit for it.
So let me just make sure I understand. Speaking of roads and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been paying tolls for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
We've been getting taxed for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have this huge infrastructure bill with a lot of different moving parts in it,
mm-hmm.
one of which is what you said.
Right. And that's just a part of it.
Doesn't that make you go, because if they've now added this in, you know, and we all, you know, living on the East Coast that were, when we had the floods, we all witnessed the tunnels being a ripper inside of it. And we've known they've been out of whack for a number of years. Where is the money going? Because the toll hikes keep going up and they claim it's for assorted things, fixing stuff as well. And at this point in the game, like I know one thing. Just middle America, just, you know, what do I know? What do I know? I just know that if I did an insurance claim because my roof is falling in, I know damn well they're sending inspectors and they're sending everybody out to make sure the shit gets done.
Absolutely.
And proof of that is that it's no longer leaking, right?
Yep.
And that's just on a claim in your home.
Yep.
So how is it that you can, every time they raise the tolls or taxes or whatever it is, it's all supposed to be going toward, like I stopped even riding my motorcycle as much as I used to because the roads were so damn bad. I felt like I was losing cleavage every time. Like it's so weird. You know, anybody out there trying to be on a jackhammer because you're on, you know. So. And granted, I do see some roads have been paved better, but on the routes that I used to take where I used to like to, you know, maybe occasionally red line every now and again, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, come on. You can't even ride decent. You can't even ride your bike without wondering if you're going to fall inside a gaping-ass pothole. Real talk.
How many cars have been torn up on the Cross Bronx Expressway?
Man, I wouldn't even get on that.
I remember one time, well, not one time, but a period of time that the 3rd Avenue Bridge, I'm from the Bronx, so I can only speak for what I know, of what I know.
Right?
And yes, the BQE.
Ooh, that BQE.
Yes, but the 3rd Avenue Bridge, that thing was shut down and had one for like a decade. It felt like a decade. I mean, like, you know, to be honest, Therese, when you talk about where does the tax money go and what is it, there, you know, they have these websites and stuff that's supposed to explain it. What I do remember, and I don't know, I don't have an answer for that, but that's one of the reasons every now and then I like to bring a political figure on and we can ask them those questions. You know what I'm
saying? They don't know either. They just are more astute at answering or dodging the actual question because they can't.
They could tell us where it's supposed to go.
Well, yeah, we know what they say. But I'll tell you something. As many times, it's so bad I can tell you that driving the LIE on a motorcycle underneath the 108th Street exit sign. Get out of that left lane if you're a biker.
Mm.
That's how bad it is because that left lane underneath that sign about maybe right underneath was a gaping pothole that stayed there for years. It just got worse. And I forgot one year and was riding, switched over, and almost had a major wipeout.
Mm.
Had to get the, like, seriously. Like, so much so I don't even take the LIE anymore on the bike.
Right.
And it was still there. But I bet it's still there. You know,
and I would say, I would say the same thing for the middle lane of the Cross Bronx Express. If you like your car, don't drive in the middle lane. They paved up the two outer lanes. But the trucks, you know, the trucks are in that middle lane. And I think they do a lot of damage. I don't know. I really don't know. I know on the Gothos Bridge, and again, I can only talk about those things, that those bridges and tunnels that I go over regularly. Since I've been going over it for the past 6 years, they've done a lot of fixing of it, actually, because when I first started going over the bridge, it was like one lane, and it took like forever. And they actually paved it up, built it up, and they put some new neon signs up and all that other nonsense, and it's nice now. It's a nice ride. I've not had any traffic on the Gothos Bridge ever since they fixed it. And with the Gothos, there's a deep discount if you live in Jersey, and if you travel to and from Staten Island to New Jersey more than 3 times a month, I think it is.
That's with the Easy Pass.
With the
right?
Easy Pass, it's like $6 or something like that.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, compared to the others, and you know, like you paying like $15-16 on a bridge. I mean,
yeah.
It's crazy. So,
with the Easy Pass during peak hours, there is a discounted rate for you know, but they don't. They treat motorcycles like cars. You know, and that's not, you know, they talk about axles, but you know, I don't think that motorcycles should have to pay like cars, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. Because
you know,
they don't take up the same space.
No, they don't. And not only that Southern State Parkway coming from
and
west.
And they don't do the damage that cars and trucks do. I think trucks, you know, trucks should pay more, quite frankly. Hey, Kimberly.
Yeah, real talk. You know, that Southern State Parkway coming from the east. I mean, I'm sorry, coming from the west going east, when you first connect with it off the Belt Parkway, killer, because you got that sharp-ass curve, and then after you get out of that curve, it's nothing but garbage in the road. You know, it's just, it's horrible. You know, it's horrible, the road, and it's really a wipeout. And, you know, lanes, there's nothing separating the lanes. So you got somebody that can't control their wheel, or it's somebody that's not familiar with driving the road, because the Southern State Parkway is, it's a lot of curving, lot of curves. So you really have to know that parkway. I've got really skilled driver friends that say, you take that Southern State. Well, I was raised on the Southern State, so I kind of know it. But now it's so damn raggedy. Back in the day, it wasn't raggedy like that. Now it is so raggedy in the roads. And Nassau County, y'all ain't got no business with nothing other than the yellow brick road for your roads, as high as your damn taxes are out there. Mm. I am sorry. Nassau County has some of the highest taxes, and your roads are garbage. You need to be ashamed of yourself.
Nassau County, huh?
Yeah, Nassau County.
That's interesting, because, you know, it's supposed to be nice, well taken care of.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, it's good conversation, because see in the next year or two what happens with these roads. Let's see, you know, where the money goes. Like the little girl said, show me the money.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. And we also have to pay attention, like when we're going out buying homes and places, do the due diligence. Look at the school systems, whether or not you have kids or not, because they're going to take your taxes for it anyway. So look at the school systems where you are. Look at how much taxes you're paying in certain areas. And then, you know, and then just drive around.
Crime rate,
absolutely.
I'm
go
so
on,
glad you said that.
You could go on. You could go extra and see, you know, see about folks that are being released in your area. You know, where, like, will they have to do mandated reporting? You know, you can get an alert on that. You know, like seeing what offenders or what sex offenders, particularly sex offenders, I'm talking about, that may not be rehabilitated. You know. That are being released in your areas, you know, right now,
exactly.
If you wanted to check that out, you could, you know, just to make sure, because, you know, you don't want to be someplace locked into a 30-year love affair, i.e. mortgage, and or 15-year, however, you know, whatever you're doing, and have to deal with all of that extra shit, because they don't pay you for that, you know, and you shouldn't pay for it, you know,
Yep.
Shout out to Poppy Chulo.
Hey, Poppy Chulo.
Snowing in Boston.
Yeah.
We were supposed to get hit with a couple of flurries. I'm glad we didn't.
No, we did.
Where?
In down by me. It was flurrying. Just as I was driving in, I stopped at the supermarket, jumped back, and when I was leaving the supermarket, I was like, what the fuck is this? Is this snow? I didn't see that in a long time. But, yeah, we got a little flurry. They got it in Connecticut and Boston. But it was very light. By the time it hit my car windshield, it was wet. So, you know. Yep. Also check the power grid. But you know what? If you don't have it planned and scheduled of when you're going to move, I say, and this is nobody's opinion, and I'm not a realtor, I don't know anything about anything, but circle around that neighborhood around Halloween and see what's going on. That'll tell you a lot about a neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you want to close on a property close toward the end of the year, you get less taxes in that closing.
That too.
Close in the last quarter of the year for less taxes paid in your closing costs.
And congratulations, Kimberly.
Yes. Yes, Kimberly, that's what's up. Congratulations. And yes, you did all that. Wonderful.
Just 1 inch, Pop? That sounds a little disappointing.
See, that's the only time people don't mind inches being short is when it's snowing. Chulo.
Yes. So I remember once it was my first apartment. I was looking for an apartment, of course, in the Bronx. You know, you live in the Bronx, you die in the Bronx. And I went to check out the apartment. The apartment was very cute. It was a studio. But it was right across the street from the cemetery, Woodlawn Cemetery. And I wasn't bothered by my neighbors. You know, that's all right.
Neighbors don't complain. Right. I love a good cemetery.
Yeah, they're nice and quiet. It's all right. Mm-hmm. However, there's one night of the year that they were very noisy for the 4 years that I lived there. Halloween. Every year at around midnight, there would be a woman who would scream a blood-curdling scream, and I would call the police because it sounded like they were doing some sort of ritual. You would hear drums. And then you would hear this blood-curdling scream.
But was that coming from the people that were laid to rest there? Or was that coming from people that is in there playing?
Okay. So I don't think it was the people who were laid to rest.
Okay.
I don't think so. And I don't think the people were playing either. I think they were doing something to some women. I think that there's a really nasty, really bad thing that they were doing. I hope they no longer do it. How are you, Jackie? It has been a while.
What's happening, Jackie?
Good to see you, love. So, yeah. So that's why, you know, I like to see what's going on in the neighborhood around, you know, Halloween. Are there little children trick-or-treating or are there blood-curdling screams?
Yeah, see, you know, unfortunately, there is still that, you know, we still ain't got no business doing half the stuff we do. There's still those weirdos that are going to be out and use Halloween to, you know, we're in masks now and, you know, just because it's not Halloween, it's like we're walking around this perpetual state of being masked. But, you can't stop that kind of stuff from happening. You know, everybody, you know, that's just bizarre to me what people want to go out of their way and do in cemeteries for what.
I know. No, but the people that were, the other people, they rested peacefully, I believe.
Yeah. Give me a good old cemetery. You know, ain't nobody complaining about your music. good old cemetery.
You know, it's funny.
It's been better.
My neighbors probably think I am that. Okay, this is more interesting than anything I was going to say. Pop says, I had sex with a person that lived across the street from that cemetery and had them screaming out the window. I'm just saying.
Chulo!
Miss DJ says, I live in the better part of the urban S, and there is one block where the men just sit across from the liquor store drinking. Thanks for sharing that.
Listen, you know, the human behavior thing, come on, like, y'all don't have homes to go drink? Y'all don't have spaces to go drink in? If it's not a home, take it off the street. Sit in a car if that's what you must do. I wanted to use a word, but I'm not going to do it.
Yes. Basement After Dark. Coming soon.
Or, look how you spell coming. I'm going to knock him all the way out. Bob is crazy.
Gotta love him. Gotta love him.
Huh.
He understood the assignment.
Yes, he does. He always understands the assignment.
Especially that one.
I really have nice neighbors. They told me the kids around here do trick-or-treat, but since COVID, people haven't been letting their kids do trick-or-treat, so that was quiet around here. Yeah,
She says they don't – this is Kimberly Callahan, and she says they haven't been letting their kids trick or treat. I like the way you put that.
But this is a nicer section, Union, Maplewood, Irvington, and still has a lot of a block, a lot of drunk. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, Miss DJ. So
I like Maplewood, though. I like Maplewood.
Miss DJ says, Pop, I want to be your co-host for The Basement After Dark. And Pop says, I'm a trick. You know what? We can arrange that, Mr. J. We can arrange that.
Pop, you up there in the snow flurries are tickling your tootsie.
He said he's the trick, but he got a few treats.
No, that's right.
Wendy says, Kimberly, I had a lot of trick-or-treaters, but I passed out candy on my front lawn.
You know, nice. You could set up, I saw this woman on my block that set up a little basket. Now, mind you, she was filling that basket every 3 seconds, but she, you know, set up a nice little basket and then put, please share, or, you know, whatever she put on there, something like that, in English and Spanish. And she just filled this basket with candy, and she let them do themselves. They didn't have to walk down her thing. They just can reach in the basket and take stuff out. But, you know, honestly, and I know this may not be a favorited response, but I think that the whole trick-or-treat thing should just be abolished. You know, just the whole idea of giving candy and that kind of stuff. Just take that part out of that satanic holiday paganism. I just don't, you know.
Why are you calling the children names?
No, I'm not the kids. I love the kids.
Satanic,
I love the
paganist children.
No, but I mean the tradition of peddling from house to house for candy. I think that, you know, it should be like for things that you, because there's a lot of, listen, you're talking to some, well, let me probably put it in context. When I was younger and trick-or-treating, one of the years out, we went somewhere and I forgot what it was, but when I got back, it had a razor blade in the stuff that I got. So that killed my Halloween spirit. And then after that, you know, I just kind of didn't want to do that part, but I still do like, I'm a sucker for a haunted house. So I still love the haunted house. We did Blood Manor every year as adults. And those are some follies there. You know, I just, but the trick-or-treating stuff, like I like to watch houses and they decorate all spooky and stuff. But, you know, it's more about just driving around looking at the houses like on Christmas Day, you know, or Christmas. You know, you can ride around and see the lights and stuff. I love that. And
yeah,
I love
this season for that. Yeah.
But I just don't like the, you know, I like the Halloween parades. Yes, I do. Because people, you know, they do the costume thing. But, you know, outside of that, I've never really subscribe to Halloween. In fact, I'm the house on the block that doesn't give away candy. I just don't. And, you know, I don't want people ringing my bell, you know.
She keeps her treats to herself, kiddies.
Yeah, I don't have any. No,
I don't buy candy and stuff because I don't feel like it. But, it's, you know, other than that, there's no reason why I don't. I think it's, and yes, there are a lot of weirdos out there, Black Anonymous says.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't do it because I don't feel like it. But I think children enjoy it. They love it. And if, you know.
They love what you teach them to love, because if you didn't orient, if that wasn't their orientation, they're not going to know any better.
Well, children love candy, and they love the idea that people give them candy. What's not to love about that?
My great niece does not like candy.
Okay.
She's got to get that little sister food.
It's not for everybody. Not every yes. child. But most children love candy. I mean, is that, has that changed? I don't think
so.
No,
it has.
And
no,
they like
I
to get
candy.
Dressed up as their favorite character.
Do a little Halloween party in your house then. But that going door to door, like.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I get the danger of it. But if people take their children and they're safe. After a while, you know, I think it was people were only taking children to the doors that they knew, the people that they knew, those houses. And
right.
I would think that that's kind of what the practice should be, you know? Like, you know, we're going to go to Miss Mary, Miss Ethel's. We're going to go to these nice people right here. They always nice. We're going to go to these, just this block. And then we're going to get in the car. We're going to go over to Grandma's and go to Grandma's and go to Uncle Willie's across the street. Go to the store right there. They know you. And then we going home. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what if I had a little one, that's what I would do. I mean, when I was a kid, you know.
Yeah. I'd probably do a little Halloween party and say, you know, well, you know, prior to COVID. Say, hey, invite maybe 5 or 10 of your friends over and we can dress up the house and do little things and, you know, have a movie night, whatever it is, you know, something, yeah. something a little more personal and safer, you know, because I don't like people ringing my doorbell. In fact, if you ring my doorbell and I wasn't expecting you, I'm not even coming to the door.
Don't ring her bell. Do not ring her bell.
Don't ring my bell. Don't you ring my bell.
I knew she was going to do it. That's why I said it.
Ring my bell. Don't do it.
Yo, you are funny. Listen, everybody, the phone line is open, 347-996-3. What the hell is the number? I had it up there a second ago.
5394.
Yes, the brain is just not working right now. Yeah, let's do that. Okay, so. We also have a Black History Moment. We could do that. If you all are interested in speaking about Halloween, which we're now moving into Christmas, but I had to bring it up, or buying a new house or infrastructure or the basement after dark or anything that you might want to talk about, you know.
347-996-5394.
Oh, he says he gives out pop candy for the adults at his house.
Look up.
Lord.
You know, it's so funny. Speaking of things.
Candy,
you know, like,
rain. Candy rain.
There has been a lot of, as of late, depression. There's been a lot of things going on. As we are in the official holiday season. You know, we just have to remember that a lot of folks are not as fortunate, and some folks are going through some serious health concerns and some serious mental health concerns. And, you know, just keep the light on for folks that may need an extra care and pray. Care and prayer, I'll say.
Care and prayer.
Because this is the season for depression as well, you know. And with that being said, right before you start the Black History Moment, Jay, I would just like to, you know, like I feel like I'm a big, who don't know, I'm a huge clown when I want to be. You know, I have, it's kind of like I don't have a gray area. It's either I'm very, like, jovial and or I'm very serious. And in between that, I'm setting up for the next swing, you know. But I do love, 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 love laughter. I do. You know, I love comedy. So I just wanted to share for those folks that, you know, love comedy and may want to support it and or, you know, and this one I think is pretty cool because it's a free entry and you can come in and laugh and, you know, get some food if you want to while you're there. And it's Who's a Funny Vibe? It's a comedy show and it's hosted by Nikki Who, you know, and it's featuring Rashad Bashir, Dave Lester, the Cougar of Comedy, Christine Hatchard, am I saying it correctly? Hanchard, yeah. This other comedian by the name of Fun Size Finn, and he's a little guy, so he's called Fun Size. And it's on Friday, December 17th, and the doors open at 8 o'clock. Showtime is at 9, and it's at Vegan Vibes Restaurant at 1356 A Queen Anne Road. That's in Teaneck, New Jersey. They're doing a comedy night there, which is amazing, you know. And yes, I love a free. Yes, it is a free entry to get in. And, you know, just it's a very cost effective thing there. You can come meet, greet and laugh, you know, just bring some laughter. It's a very, very cheap date, you know. Yes, Pop. And please check on the people and offer your time to those who are alone and depressed or going or in that space, you know. Yeah. So that's something that you can go to. And on December 19th, if you are a music lover, Paterson, New Jersey has a legendary lineup there. And it is early, which I love. I love early. Do you like them day parties, Jay?
I think I would like them more now than I ever did before.
Well, I like the idea of coming out and it's still daylight and you feel like that you have done a nighttime event. But this one particularly is the return of Jacksonville, and that's in New Jersey, Paterson, New Jersey. So we got Slick Rick on the bill. We got Melissa Morgan and we have Monifa on the bill. And that's from 2 to 6, and that's in 36 Marshall Street out in Paterson, New Jersey, on December 19th. They're all getting together. Yeah. And one last event, it's called Bars, B-A-R-Z, Bars and Bosses. And that's also, it's a pop-up shop. And this, let me just tell you something about two of these young women that are sponsoring this event. First of all, one of them we had on the show. Excuse me. Sorry. That's what happens when I have those banana hot habaneros on a hero. One of them we had on the show before. Dope ass MC. Her name is Marquis.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what you don't know about Marquis is that she is an amazing artist. Now, I'm not talking about just recording artists because, you know, she's ghostwritten for a lot of mainstream artists. She has her own shit, and she's her own walking vibe. And she also is a graphic, you know, like a fine artist as well. And she had, and in this event, she's collaborating with another sister that you may be seeing. You may be seeing billed as SS over everything. Now, whenever you see an event or pop up with the two of them, I'm going to suggest you check it out. Shout out to Shay. She is SS over everything. And she's one of those entrepreneurs that has a lot of stuff going on in a major way. And she's a good time. She's just a beautiful spirit. And they have Bars and Bosses going on. And it's a pop-up shop and where they organize a lot of vendors and people that get together and they sell their merchandise. Now, I happen to have had an inside track only because I showed up and kind of caught them in action, you know, preparing for it. And can I tell you, some of the merch that they were creating was gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. So if you find yourself wanting to just, it's one of those artist spaces that you can connect and really network at. And that too is at A Vegan Vibes on 1356 A Queen Anne Road in Teaneck. And that's on December 18th at 7 p.m. So they're going to have all that out there. And, you know, that's a combination between Blockshare and Vegan Vibes. And let me just
Don't you have them send their flyers, and then we could just post the flyers up.
I will
and
do
then
that.
And that way, you know what I mean?
You will know. Yeah, absolutely.
It,
you
it
know,
just, it'll stick better.
Yeah, yeah. I told them that I asked them rather if I could announce it on our show tonight, and when they sent me the flyers, and I just thought it was like,
yeah, you should forward the flyers to me.
Will do. Will
okay.
do. Yeah, for sure, for sure. But, you know, if you guys are around and you want things to do, and also just with good vibes, you know. And for those of you like vegetarian stuff, oh, I'm sorry, vegan stuff, excuse me, because there is a difference. Hit up Vegan Vibes.
Is that the same place where Mo's juice is sold?
It is, yes, it is. Where True Aid is found, yes,
yes
it is.
True Aid, that's the name of it.
Yes, and it would also be out there for the pop-up as well, you know.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That is absolutely what's up.
I went through there. Shout out to Big Bub. I went through there, and, you know, you never know who's going to pop in Vegan Vibes. It's, you know, because there are a lot of folks out here that are being very, very, very body conscious and what they put in their food. And Chef Cheryl Cole over there, she does a damn thing. So if you are vegan and you're looking for a now see, you don't, in this particular space, I'm not vegan. I go there and I feel like I'm eating and I don't want to say real food, but for those of you who are not vegan that, you know, may want some healthier food choices that you don't miss the flavor, baby, go hit up Cheryl Cole over there, Vegan Vibes. She got you. Maybe post the flyers in your community tab. Hey, great idea.
And I think it is now time for a music break. What say you, Pop?
The question for the basement dwellers, what would people like to discuss on the Basement After Dark so we can give you a great upcoming show soon? Ooh.
Pop, I already know. We already done it. I mean, we ain't did it with you, but
no, Lord.
I we know.
Lord, Lord.
We know you, Pop. You already know what they want to talk about.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
This is a journey into sound. This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value. When all is ready, I throw this switch. Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Would you mind saying that again? You make me feel so good. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special music bulletin from our alma mater.
Oh my God. The news is a trend. picking up a massive thing.
Death with the record, death with the record,
picking up a massive thing.
Death with the record, death with the record,
thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I keep it in my pocket, I'm a man on my plan. So I keep my spirit coming up with the lead. So I start my mission, leave my residence, thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money. I used to be a pick-up kid, so I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up. I used to roll up, there's a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. If I thrive, then maybe I stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, this man who I miss. A pen and a paper, a stereo, a tape for me and Eric being a nice big plate of shit, which is my favorite dish. But without no money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. Don't have to test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
Separate the good stuff from the junk, and then I brain bang to bump the phone girl. My name is Apple, then I rock your world. And I'm wise, do your man.
One, two, three,
volume, pump up the volume.
Check this out. Yo, you go to your girl's house and I go to mine. My girl is definitely mad because it took her too long to do this album. All right, here we go.
So let's just pump the music up. Count our money.
Yo, but check this out. Yo, Eli, turn the bass down and give me the beat, keep on rocking.
And we out of here.
Everybody, this is Curtis Blow, and you're listening to the Brunch in the Basement. Hey, everybody, this is Curtis Blow, and you're listening to the Brunch in the Basement. Hey, everybody, this is Curtis Blow, and you're listening to the Brunch in the Basement with Javon. Yeah.
Wait a minute, you better talk to my mother.
In the name of the Lord.
Yo, what happened to Pete?
In my room.
I can hear the acoustics.
Oh, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. That's where you go singing?
Mm-hmm. Or I make people sing.
Yes. Well, you know, I see that you have requested the great Dr. Simone. And yes, she would definitely join us. That's a no-brainer right there.
Y'all gonna be doing some nasty stuff.
Yeah, she lives in the dark. I mean, not live in the dark, but in the after dark.
She'd be a good co-host too.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm. The last time I think, even though she was just in the chat, she really had it running. I was trying to get her to come on that night. Oh, was she on that night? No, but. She had me throwing up pictures of her. She was like, throw up a cute one, though. Throw up a cute one. I'm like, shit, they all look good to me. What the hell? You know? But then I found some, and you know, the people
were
going crazy.
How are y'all doing on this Wednesday, on this Wellness Wednesday in general? I'm so happy to see you two.
Say that the hat with the glasses?
Just distinguished. And the whole the skin, the hat, the glasses, and that damn silver foxy.
Over.
You know I got to keep it resi?
Yep. Ever since, I remember when you first grew it, and I was like, ooh, wait a minute.
Because I'm going to say this, it's not disrespectful, but when I used to have it, remember all completely bald in the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody used to say I had a pussy face. Because they said I had no, you know, nothing to my face. Like, once I grew it, it gave me definition, and it brought out all my features.
I'm trying to figure out the choice of words there. And what about that? Now, smooth skin, yes. Soft, yes. I'm trying to figure out.
That's what I was told by a particular person.
Okay, gotcha. Mhm. Mhm. Gotcha.
And I want to know what people want to discuss on After Dark, so I can.
Well, let's just say this, Pop. Let me just say this, that shows like an After Dark or this show or any show, it's always best if it's off the cuff. Now, you know me, you, and Simone, where that's going to go. With Misty, LaVon, and whosoever else, it's going to go even deeper. So
Misty will keep us in order.
Okay. So let me...
See, that night when I'll be real open about that.
Exactly. So don't give it away. Let's not try to script it.
There'll be more than one After Dark in the basement.
Right.
You know, whatever goes on in the basement comes upstairs to the next level.
There you go. So just let it ride. Whatever it is, let it ride. Exactly.
I told somebody yesterday.
Hello, let it ride.
Y'all need a code to get in.
You nasty fucks, all of you.
Well, I like that, Reggie. Think I'm writing that down.
Well, what we might need is an ID, you know?
Is the ID 68?
Proof of age.
Or 69?
No, proof of age. How about that?
69 is the code.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Right? We could do that, you know? But, yeah, we need to, you know, just don't worry about that. It'll work.
You got to get a special music list, like, you know, some Prince, you know.
Let me tell you what happened. So the last time, and it wasn't intended to be an After Dark or anything. It's just the way it rode. That was the night that Rezzy
rode.
Yeah.
The words you're choosing.
Well, that's why I went that way. Left to my own devices. That's where it goes, typically.
Devices? See, I like that.
Uh-huh, see? And you catch them all, see? So Rezzy wasn't in that evening. I think it was a Wednesday night, and it was just me and our wonderful basement dwellers, and they took me there, and I went there, and Simone was in the chat as well, so whenever she and I get together, it's just like
okay. Whatever,
and then it just kind of, yep.
Okay.
So really, honestly, just we'll let it flow. If you want to, we can. The chatterboxes. Thank you. I say basement dwellers.
Okay.
Yes. If you want, we can flesh out. What do you call it? The way the segment can go. There you go. But I tend to like for everything to go as
it'll be
it
on a different night, you know. It won't be on a Wednesday.
Yeah, no, definitely, like a Thursday night or a Friday or Saturday night. No, not a Saturday night.
Wait, hold on 1 second.
Ooh, noise. I like it. So yeah, we'll figure it out, and that will be that, you know.
Y'all sound
nasty. I knew you would say that too. It's almost like I know what you're gonna say, Rez. Just nasty. But you know, when he talks about the music, people were sending me their nasty songs, like their favorite "Let's Get It" songs, and that was interesting. So they were like, "Oh, play this." So yeah, Pop. People were asking for specific nasty songs that they liked.
No, well, just like that type of music, like, you know, Ozzy Brothers, some Prince.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, that's, you know what? What's funny?
Some Monifa, you know, Touch It.
That's you and me,
you know,
music. These people were coming up with some music that I hadn't heard.
Charlotte Nikki, you know.
I played that.
Kima, My Neck, My Back, My.
Yeah, but you know what, Pop? Again, we don't want to give it away.
Okay. Well,
Darling Nikki, not Dirty Nikki. It's Darling Nikki.
Darling Nikki, Dirty Nikki.
<It's a> Dirty Nikki.
Well, Nikki may want to bring Dirty Nikki to the party.
Right? Bring Dirty Nikki.
Nasty, nasty, nasty.
And can I say, Rezzy, look, you know, remember I was in Puerto Rico, I was in Miami, now I'm in Boston. I'm a hoe.
I'm a hoe. You know I'm a hoe.
You know, Pop, your candor there has always impressed me. You know, once upon a time, somebody called you a hoe, you'd be like, I ain't no hoe, even if, you know, because
even
the
if you were,
you know, it changes, you know, and it used to be offensive. Now people wear that as a badge of honor.
Yep.
But I've realized I'm a hoe with whorish tendencies.
Oh, so you're going to have to break that one down.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Well, I always say a hoe does it for extracurricular activities. A whore
does it for the money?
For what they do.
Do it for the money.
What was
do
that?
For the money. What was that vibration?
Remote? No, the remote. What was that?
This is the phone at the hotel.
Oh. You got a phone in your bathroom. That should not be.
No, and I got the TV remote because, you know, it's built into the mirror. in the bathroom.
That is nice.
Mm-hmm. Don't drop it in the tub.
Oh, no, no, no. No, Rezzy, I like a walk-in shower personally.
I think I'm going to have one of those built. I love walk-in showers, but I also like tubs too. But then, you know, now they're integrating them. They're putting tubs in showers.
And you know what the good thing is, Rezzy?
What do you mean they put in tubs in showers?
They have that shower that you saw, and they have the little curl tubs in the shower so that you can be in the tub inside glass. You have to see it. It actually is not a bad idea. It takes, you know, you have to readjust your brain a bit. But, you know, if you're taking a shower, because, I mean, when you think about it, it's there already.
Most showers are in tubs. I mean, except for a walk-in.
Right. So think
this
of the
walk-in shower. She's talking about a walk-in shower.
Oh, she's okay. Because I was trying to figure out what I was. Okay, I got you.
Well, that's a step-in tub.
Right.
About a walk-in tub
and with the walk-in shower.
And
I've seen that in hotels.
To add to that, which this hotel has, I can press the button and the floor stays warm.
Ooh. Now that is new to me.
Yeah. I think that, like, in some of these mansions, when they have marble floors, because marble floors are beautiful aesthetically, but they are very cold. I don't care what season it is either. They're cold if you're barefoot, but when you have that mechanism that can heat those floors,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah. So
nice.
I'm loving my room, so.
Yeah, it sounds nice, Pop.
In the 02134.
I mean, if you got to be in a hotel, might as well be in one where you can control the temperature of the floor.
And everything, like when I open the door, like behind me, like the shades come up and stuff like that, I can show y'all the view. Hold on.
Show us the view, Pop.
Wait, they don't. Hold on. Now it doesn't want to work.
Oh, look at that. That's nice. Very nice.
But there's a building, because this hotel also has a residency with it also.
Mm.
So if I'm taking a shower or a bath, I can stand here butt naked and like...
I knew it was coming. I was just thinking.
And you see the other hotel here, the Sheraton, that's across the street?
Uh-huh.
I gave him something for this morning for breakfast.
Let me tell you something. When I was living in Brooklyn, well, actually, it was over my girlfriend at the time, over her house. There was this guy that used to, he had I don't know what his thing was doing, but whatever it was, you could see him in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And he never had any curtains over there. Like, literally, you could see out of her window in the bathroom, he'd be there just.
Rub-a-dub-dubbing.
And I would be like, can he see us over here? You know, but it was very, very bizarre. But he would be literally standing naked. It looked like he would be, you know, I knew he was showering because you could actually see the soap. Because before it just looked like from a distance before I actually focused, he was rubbing himself. But he was butt-naked. You could see from his head to his feet. And I was like, but he actually had a shower built in some of that area. And it was just, you know, a little exhibitionist, you know.
I'll save all that for After Dark because I like both. I like to be an exhibitionist and I like to be a voyeur.
Well, that's a different type of show. We can, you know, see what the, you know, are here. And maybe you can show and tell. Hey, we're open.
Show and tell.
Let's see.
You only get Pop. You don't get Snap and Crackle.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, make it do what it do or don't.
Okay, wait. How many of you out there are voyeurs? I see people respond. I see Misty. How many people out here are voyeurs?
Male lions can see at night in the jungle. Infrared jungles don't have street lamps. This is true.
That's true. Well, then would that be true for most animals then? I never thought about that, Mrs. Matthews. That's interesting. Because, yeah, the jungle don't have streetlights now, and you know, a lot of animals have to get around and slink around at night and pray for food and all kinds of stuff.
Leo lions are nude, beautiful golden coats, mane. Okay, Mrs. Matthews. She wanna be in the afternoon.
Hey,
after
Matthews.
She wanna be in the
Hey, Miss Matthews.
I think she's going to be there.
I think
y'all need to get y'all enter at 18 and over thing going on. And
cats sit in the window and stare for hours. Miss Matthews is going in on the cat thing. Go ahead. What else they do, honey? They like to lick themselves, too, don't they? Mm-hmm.
I always say you can always tell a Leo personality type.
Absolutely.
Know. Because you remember when Obama, he was a Leo. You remember when he was in office, how sometimes you could see his Leo shit come right out at the podium?
Amy Fleming, I am blocking you. Amy Fleming just got blocked. Anybody tried, because Amy Fleming tried to do some bot shit here. We're not having it. Thank you. Have a nice day, Amy.
Bye, Amy. You've been erased.
Yeah.
Bye.
I'm quick to the block finger.
What did she, what do you mean? I didn't even see it. What did she do?
It's a spammy thingy.
Oh.
VOT dot something dot something something something. Don't put that shit up here. Don't play. We don't play that. Go spam me somewhere else. See.
Yeah, Amy, find something else to do with your time, slime. What's happening?
Something else to do with your time, slime. I like that.
Recall that tiger in Harlem. The nursing home across the street for years used to tell the staff that that tiger was in the window in the projects across the way. The staff dismissed that old, gotcha. Because it turns out they were lying. Well, yeah, that makes sense. However, there was a gorilla walking around in Jersey that got out when they had the flooding. Was out and running around in East Orange, in Irvington Orange area.
Can you imagine?
West Orange, I'm sorry.
Leo's cat people, they tend to stare well. Don't miss ish.
Don't miss ish.
I'm a Leo.
I think she knows that, which is why she's going on and on about this Leo thing. She's like, word? I didn't know that. You knew. Girl, stop. Girl, you knew he was a Leo.
Leo men are charmers too. Leo women are annoying. Leo men are charmers.
My first girlfriend was a Leo.
Oh, really?
We were kids, so it doesn't matter. I mean, like, well, she was an older kid.
That was the babysitter?
No, the babysitter didn't have a choice. And she wasn't my girlfriend. She was the babysitter. I was just filling her up on purpose. At 4 years old, it was like 3 years old. It had to be between 2 and 3. Couldn't have been 4, but yeah, it was just like.
Oh yes, that is true, Miss Matthews. That is an actual fact.
I'm having fun in Boston. Right down the block is a Boston Conservatory of Music.
Ooh, nice.
So all the young people out there just having a good time.
What's the temperature like? Is it still snowing?
No, it stopped. It's like 28 degrees here.
It's too cold for me.
Tomorrow, the high is going to be 32 the most.
Mm.
But I have, you know, I have enough coats and gloves and turtlenecks and long johns with no drawers. Oops, my bad.
Ooh, the best pastrami sandwich she ever had was in Boston. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Some of those Leos are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Yeah, that's very true. You either love them or you hate them, real talk. Leos is, you know, they, you know.
I love Leos.
And there's a difference between a July Leo and an August Leo.
Ooh, facts. Them August Leos. But you know what? The guys, to me, both August and July, they're pretty chill. You know, I like the guy Leos. I like the ones that are grown, you know, because any sign that's not mature is going to be a pain in the ass.
It's snowing in Newark.
It's snowing in Newark? Oh, no.
Most fire signs require a lot of attention.
We don't have her attention.
Are Leo's a fire sign? Okay, I get that.
Sometimes the difference between wanting the attention and getting it is two different things, you know.
Yep.
I guess.
And that's what I'm talking about, the unevolved part, you know, because if you don't grow that up, it can look real crazy, you know, when you're older. On the notice me page, you know, that's the part that's annoying. But
yes, fire signs command attention, especially Leos. You know, I mean, the elephant in the room, Leos are very arrogant and know they look good and blah, blah, blah.
Arrogant?
That's
that part what I was talking about, you know, the unevolved, you know, when you're so, there's nothing more sexier than having someone that's comfortable in their skin.
Yeah.
You know, it can be quite threatening, and it can take the look of for the people that are not as secure there, or perhaps are not comfortable in their skin.
Mm-hmm.
It can give you the appearance of being such, but it's really not that. It's just confidence is sexy. You know, if you got a friend or anybody that's sitting around talking about, you know, you think you all of that. No, you apparently do. You know,
you think I'm all that. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Don't allow them to put that shit on you.
Think about it. When two are conceiving a baby, making love affords a lot of attention. Fire, passion. Do you get fire signs now? Well, all I'm going to say is that's what the astrologers say. Javon doesn't think that because I don't think my daddy was arrogant. I just think he thought he was the king of the jungle, which
I found that
to be very endearing about him. I'm just saying that when you read about Leos and that's what they say, but it could be confidence that astrologists think is narcissist, not narcissist, with conceit. That's what they say. Hold up. You don't wait. Stop defending them because I'm not saying it.
Okay.
Do you think that I think Pop is conceited and a narcissist? No. I think my father was a conceited narcissist? Absolutely not. I'm just saying that's the thing because the underlying thing, the other thing that they say, and you can't, see, this is why it makes no sense to say that, is because the part of the body that the Leo is ruled by is the heart. And that's due to the generosity. Leos are known to be very generous.
I am. I'm a very giving person.
That he is.
I didn't say you said it. Why? Not you, Pop. I'm saying Miss Matthews. I didn't say that you applied arrogant. I didn't say. Did I say Miss Matthews? It's not you.
What's Miss Matthews though?
Yeah. I didn't apply any
Ms.
of those adjectives. Miss Matthews, I was not even talking about you, sweetheart. I was talking about actual, like, other astrologist that I had read, like in astrology books and so forth and so on. Not about you. I'm just saying that, the heart can be passionate too.
Yeah.
Said, I don't
you know, there's no, just bottom line is there's no, never play small, you know. You're here on a very limited time period, and it makes no sense in playing small on your skin. I don't care.
Right.
You
know? And really to know Pop, let's just say, and even to know my father and other Leos that I know, I have a lot of Leos in my circle, is to know that they don't even really understand their magnificence as much as I do. I think Pop is rather humble. However, I understand where astrologists get that from. And it does have to do with the way Leos carry themselves with their heads held high. That's what that is. And that has to do with either confidence or just a way of being. It has nothing to do with arrogance or narcissism. But if you read it, if you read up on them, that's what it's going to say. That's all I'm saying. Am I wrong, Pop? Did you not ever read that? You never read that? You did read that. But it's not true because I know you. You know what? Dr. Simone is a Leo too.
Who?
Dr. Simone.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's, mm-hmm.
She feels like a Leo, though.
Yeah, she's a big. Mm-hmm.
She's a big Leo. You said she's a big Leo. Yeah, but, you know, the same thing. You would think. But she's...
She's a sweetheart.
It's the way she carries herself. It's the way she carries herself.
And confidence is sexy. I don't give a shit what nobody say.
Cha-cha.
Confidence is sexy.
How you doing?
And somebody else, how they feel about themselves is no reflection on how you should feel about them, you know?
This is true.
You got to love on yourself first and realize what, you know what it is? I've come to the realization, I know what I bring to the table.
Facts. Let's go.
Point blank period. And hey, I've learned to put me first, but when I love hard. And my thing is like, if you F me over, I will forgive you, but I won't forget. But you will never be put back on that pedestal where you were before.
As they have no business being on a pedestal if they F you over. They have no business there.
Well, Javon, I have three sets of people in my life. I have friends, acquaintances, and associates, and people need to know what level they're at.
This is true. And an F over can bring them to a different notch. I get that.
Yeah, because coworkers, I'm not your friend. I'm your coworker, your colleague.
Right. And those people that you choose to call friend, it is a serious situation. And
friends, family. Those friends are family to me. Y'all are my family. You know, and then acquaintances are people I meet, you know, in the park or...
Don't tell it all.
Look, I'm very transparent. At 53, I'm very transparent
and sexy with it.
I hear you.
It keeps me chuckling.
Miss Matthews, what is a fixed sign?
What is her sign? Did she?
And what is your sign, Miss Matthews? No,
she refuses to tell that.
Come on, Miss
Matthews. Please.
What a fixed sign.
It feels like a Virgo.
Are we close, Miss Matthews? Tell us, are we hot or cold with your sign?
She feels like a Virgo. This, it sure is. Authentic confidence is intoxicating, very sexy. It's difficult for most fixed signs to forgive. I don't blame them. In passing, casual acquaintances, yes.
And Leo's are conceived during Scorpio season if it's a full-term pregnancy, which, you know, accounts for the sexiness.
And my mother was an Aries and my father was a Pisces. And had me.
I know she ruled him. Because Aries. Yes,
fire.
I know Aries.
He was afraid of my mom.
Fixed signs, Taurus, Scorpio, and Aquarius, and Leo. All four are on the World card 21 in Tarot deck and the Wheel of Fortune card X. If the Astro Belt were a real belt, the fixed signs would be the Buckle Belt.
Miss Matthews, do we know you?
Yeah,
are you under another alias tonight?
Yeah, she actually comes under, she came under, and I can't think of the name of it, the other name. There's another name. Let me ask Cha-Cha, the Gemini over there.
Cha-Cha.
Cha-Cha. Yeah. Hey, yeah, Cha-Cha. Aren't you the person who does the black female femicide stuff? Please answer me that.
Very
or call in, Cha-Cha.
Or call in.
347-996-5394. That's 347-996-5394.
He's like, well, call me.
Miss Matthews needs to call
in. So fix signs are on the world card in the tarot deck and on the Wheel of Fortune, astral belt. But what does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Call in, Miss Matthews.
Aries is the god of war.
My favorite Aries, Stephanie Mills, Chaka Khan,
Franklin,
Franklin,
Sarah Jessica Parker, Marsha.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, she's Wanda. Gatsby.
Oh, Wanda.
I know. Mm-hmm.
And on different devices.
What's okay, the number. Let's put it up there again.
347-996-5394. That's 347-996-5394. There you go. Boop, boop, boop.
We got props over here, everything you need.
Props and everything you need. Props and pops.
Do, do, do. Do, do, do.
Props and pops.
I got body milk.
Wow.
Body milk? Yeah, that's what it says.
That's nice.
It's really just lotion.
Yeah, lotion that has a lot of fragrance.
Is this you, Miss Matthews?
Yes, it's me. What's going on, y'all? I can't sleep. The aches and bones won't let me sleep. The inflammation. I've been trying to drink some turmeric tea. What's going on, y'all?
So please, first tell me, what does this mean in regard to fixed signs? What does it mean that the signs are fixed?
Well, there's a mold to everything. There's a mold. There's a reason. There's a cosmic reason. Taurus used to get the bad rap for being stubborn. But I'm like, no, and I've been studying since, what, junior high school. I'm like, no, all four fixed signs are stubborn. It's a mold. It's a stabilizer. Like the cardinal signs set the season off. Libra, Aries, Capricorn, and Cancer. Cancer sets off the summer. Aries sets off the spring. Libra sets off the fall. Capricorn sets off the winter. The sign in the middle is the fixed sign. It stabilizes. Okay, we're sturdy, we're firm. Then it goes off into mutable signs. The mutable is more, it's a mixture of both, cardinal and fixed. This is how it was taught to me. But the mutable can sort of blend. It can adapt better. Pisces, Virgo, Sag, Gemini. Those are the mutable signs. So that it fixed is stable. That's what that means. Mm-hmm. And once a fixed sign is hurt, it's stuck in that field. Well, they say cancers can hold, water signs can hold the grudge because it's water, whether it's fixed or not. It's water. When you blend flavoring and water, water has to go through a lot to get you out of its system. You know what I mean? It's like putting food coloring in water. It's a lot. So the fixed signs is like, But, you know, they can be civilized with you, civil, but, yeah, they're stuck. Once you shade how they think about you, they're stuck in that. That's pretty
that's
much
true.
It.
That's pretty true. That's true. And scorpions have a reputation of being revengeful and stuff. I ain't trying to get revenge, but excuse me?
Every scorpion is revengeful. Scorpio, each sign has its rulership, what it governs. Mm-hmm. This is a constellation. You've graduated to a constellation when you incarnate into the sun sign. And it's your solar power. So it charges your chart. It's your battery, your sun sign. Your moon is your emotions. You know, you have different planets and different things that blend together. That's why we're so complex, is we have all these different...
Right, your moon and your rising. The rising,
your midheaven, your south node, your north node, your Uranus. These are generational planets. The Pluto, your whole generation has the same Pluto, if you know what I mean. Like hip-hop, Pluto was in Virgo. And Pluto transforms. Virgo analyzes. So... that generation, we're going to transform how we analyze. And that's hip-hop. That's the birth of hip-hop. It couldn't have been born in another time frame. I think it was meant to be, to have a Pluto Virgo. August 11th, 1973 is hip-hop's birthday. So hip-hop is a Leo, too.
So let me ask you, because everybody is curious, what is your sign? Your sun sign?
Oh, I don't tell.
No, and why is that? Why is that?
Not in public. I just, you know, I would
just... Well, call me, Miss Matthews.
Okay, if you don't want to tell us your sign, just tell us what month you were born in.
No, that's still data. No, not in public. Like, if I met y'all at a party and I walked up on you... No, it's data in the public. The public is 10th house. No. If I met you at a backyard barbecue and I walk up like, hi, I'm Mrs. Matthews, and you go, oh, my goodness, it's you. You know by the voice. And in
so,
private,
Matthews,
I will tell you.
Come to vegan vibes, Miss Matthews.
Are you do you live in Atlanta?
Yeah, in Atlanta? Huh?
No, we're not in Atlanta.
Oh, I'm always in Atlanta, Miss Matthews. Meet me at Atlantic Station.
No, I left Atlanta in September after 6 years there. No, I left Atlanta.
So where are you
I
now?
I surely did.
Whereabouts are you?
One of the Carolinas.
Oh, okay. So no, we're in the northeast, Jersey, New York area.
I just told you. Can y'all hear me good? One of the Carolinas. Can y'all?
No, I heard you. We heard
one
you. But we're. I'm telling you where we are.
Oh, y'all from my. I'm from New York. Y'all in my hometown. Okay. When I go back home, and y'all have functions in the public, just let it be known, and I'll show up, and I'll tell you in private what my sun sign is. I probably wear a T-shirt or something. You know.
Well, why don't you slide up in our DMs and tell us?
No, I'm not supposed to say it in the 10th house. That's still a public even though it's a DM. Anything like this is 10th house rulership. It's in the public. You know what I mean?
It's in the 10th house.
The 10th house governs the public. What we're doing now is 10th house stuff. It's in the public. Now, the DMs is behind the scenes. That's 12th house, but it's still... public, it belongs to, I don't know, Instagram, YouTube, it belongs to them, and that's a business that's public. If you meet me, you're meeting my ascendant. Like, right now, I'm really dealing with your midheaven, because you're putting yourself in the public. I'm dealing with your 10th house, which is the midheaven. When we meet in person, you're meeting the person through their ascendant. You wouldn't be meeting my sun sign, you'd really be meeting my ascendant. It's deep. I love it.
So wait, So
LGBT music festival next year.
What borough? I would say what state? What borough?
No, it's out of the country.
Do you travel out the country, Miss Matthews?
Not since the craziness has been. I went to Costa Rica, but once this thing started with the vid, let's just call it the vid. I don't go much places. I'm a writer, so I'm a homebody as is. And, astrology and clients, I'm already home with what I do. So I don't, y'all traveling during this time, this era?
My family here, they travel often, actually, right? I would say often. But I don't.
It's not the fear of catching the vid per se. It's all the assholery and the foolishness they're doing. The TSA then stole my damn comic books or something. It's the foolishness going on at the airport. I'm like, I don't deal with this foolishness till things feel sane again, somewhat sane. And when I'm a native New Yorker, you know we can put up with anything. So if I'm sane to think, and that I've been called eccentric. So if I'm saying things need to feel sane again. You know they've been cutting the fool with travel, so
I'm not having any problem traveling. Well, I got free check and clear and all that other stuff.
Really?
So you have to make it easy on yourself. Just what flights you catch, where you're going. All that matters. Try not to get on
the plane. I always request a window seat.
Oh, that's my song too. Erica, but you have all your things. They don't steal your stuff. You have all your things when you open your bag.
A lot of times I do carry on.
Very smart. Yeah.
And I put something in there for them to get if they want it.
I know. One of my teachers said, rub this oil on it and they'll get what they deserve touching things they ain't no business, you know.
That's true.
I'll get it in my traveling drama.
Well, thank you, Ms. Matthews, for coming through. We appreciate
you.
We love you. You are the bomb. And we'll have you back on another time, okay?
Yeah, make sure you tune in for Basement After Dark coming up.
I love the show.
Oh, thank you. And every time you're on, you make it better.
And Ms. Matthews, since you love the show, make sure you check that like mark on YouTube, please.
I do.
Okay, thank you, darling.
Before I exit out or out, I do. Yeah, I love y'all.
Yes, right. Sometimes I notice that you even leave a comment, and I appreciate that.
We need to have her
do a
horoscope, because this horoscope thing is very interesting.
Yeah, Mo actually asked her before, said that she wanted to come on when Mo, and I was trying to get it together.
Well, I'm doing a in store in February. The new moon in February, we're gonna have an astral slumber party, in a beautiful store down here. Avatar. I love the store, and she's gonna lock the door.
Could
you say?
We're having this in store, but it's somewhere in the Carolinas where we'll never know about.
No, I'm saying I hope they film it, and then I can email and y'all can see it. It's going to be beautiful. A slumber party with astrology, lock the store. We have, you know, a sorrow, hot ginger tea, and it's going to be fantastic. And I hope y'all get to see it. You know, I go in-depth about astrology, and we bring our natal charts, and we're just going to talk. It's going to be wonderful. Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds nice. Well, enjoy, and hopefully we'll talk to you Saturday. All right, and can you send me another email, Miss Matthews, if you could send me?
I
know you sent me one.
You want me to type it in?
No, don't do that. Don't put it, because like you said, that's in the 10th house. That's public, very public.
No, that's my email, not my sign.
But don't put your, it would actually be less dangerous to put your sign than your email. So you have my email address.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Send me an email and I'm
well,
gonna
I don't have it anymore. I moved from Georgia. No, give it to me again. Will you type it in or say it?
I'll type it in. WJBR.
Okay. And then I'll
that's not it. Scratch that.
It's the radio station.
No, Javon, we're going to make Miss Matthews work. I need you to go to our official website. You'll find the email there.
He's a Leo Papa. Yes, Pop, I will go.
Yes, okay, so I will put the website.
I ordered a mug from y'all. And what else we got, Papa? I call my Papa. The knapsack. I patronized. Did you send to Georgia, Atlanta? Marietta.
Thank you.
All right, I'll go to the website and find the email.
And
I
just
will,
put up
who
the
do you
website.
Want me to email you? Okay.
Just email me, hi, when are we going to do the astrology on the show? The astrology show.
I will.
And then we'll pass that on somehow to Monifa and get some good dates. And because she specifically wanted to be on the show with you, and so that we could talk astrology.
And I definitely want her on. I remember because Aquarians catch undue hell. Libras too. Air signs are tortured. But not Gemini so much because it's mutable. So I do want to talk to Monifa about Aquarius and just the underrated thing with Aquarians. But even Brandy and, Oprah, you know, we'll talk.
Email
I look forward to it. I hope we can do it around. The new moon in Aquarius is a good time if Monifa's free around there. But yeah, I look forward to having an Aquarius show. I mean, an astrology show.
Yes, it's going to be an astrology show. I mean, if it's going to be an Aquarian show, I ain't going to be mad at that. There are a lot of Aquarians that I love. Aquarians crack me the hell up. However, I hope we can touch
but it's
all
Aquarius
of the signs.
Zodiac,
I hope we can touch every sign because people watching will want to hear about their signs, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can play that, yeah. I think it'd be great. I can talk about this stuff for hours.
I know.
So I'll email you, and we can schedule when Monif is ready. Just let me know. Do you want this over the phone, or you want me to do that StreamYard thing?
No,
we'll work it out with you too, Ms. Matthews. Once we get that email, once you do the research, but we want you to have a blessed night, and thank you for calling in.
Oh, my pleasure. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye, love.
Bye-bye.
And Pop, that's going to be a great show. We'll talk about the After Dark. And for everybody, Rezzy, love you. Love you. Love everybody. Peace party, people. See ya.
See you later.
Saturday.
Everybody, this is Kenny Bobian, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese.
Hi, this is Robin S., and you're listening to Javon and Therese in the Basement. Show them love!
Hey, this is Avery Sunshine, and I am in the basement with Javon and Therese. Shine!
What's up? It's your girl, Monifa, and you're tuned in to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Terrence.
Hey, it's your girl, Allison Williams, and you're in the basement with Javon and Terrence.
Hey, this is Lenny Williams, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Terrence playing My Kind of Music.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say, but it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Come
on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but you know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway, no, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway, but she did mention none other than Shaka Khan as one of her.
She did mention
no other than Shaka Khan.
I'm like, where does your voice go? What happened? What's happening? Even the mere mention of her name. Silence. Oh, gosh.
Would you believe I'm blushing?
Yes. Hard. You're speechless blushing. That's the thing. Speechless blushing.
Rezzy, I can't help it.
This is Shaka rehab, you know.
If there's a cure for this, I don't want it. I don't want it.
Senses, though, Jay.
I'm going to send y'all some perfume. I'll get an address. I'll send y'all tomorrow.
You can send me some cologne. Because, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Just in case I should meet Shaka Khan, I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh, God.
Okie dokie, babe. Whatever you say.
I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Shaka Khanuka. All right, thank you. Let's carry on. I'm sorry.
Javon, yeah, there's a pill you're going to be able to take.
I promise not to tell them which way you went, but they're coming for you.
all the time. So,
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, just kidding.
And I think it's time, Therese, to do a little rapid fire with Mr. Ooh. Richard Pryor Jr.
I think so. I think so. So,
yeah.
Don't worry, we won't hurt you.